No introduction today. But granted, the woman that I'm sitting here with doesn't need an introduction. I'm here with my good friend Shannon Peters again.
Yay!
And
Jasper's excited.
Jasper is here as well, so it's good.
Hi, Jasper.
So Shannon, thanks for sitting down with me again, as always, today to chat. On Wednesdays, I want to talk about adventure, travel, and just like fun shit. So I know you've traveled a lot, probably as much, if not more than me. And I want to know where your favorite place that you've ever been to is and why.
All right. Well, that's a lie. I think you've been more places than me. Like, you've been to Egypt. Bucket list.
Yeah, Egypt was fucking fantastic. I still actually can't believe that I saw the pyramids.
Yeah, that's crazy. We could get into a whole other topic about that, because like, when I think about the pyramids being built that long ago and how like crazy structures they are, I'm like, there's no way that like people did this back then.
No,
like, they had to have help.
And I do. I'm maybe this is the direction this podcast will go. But I standing there, thinking about it,
it must have been huge. It must have been like so big.
I do. I bet you they were. This might get some weird feedback. I think they were built by aliens.
I'm totally about all the conspiracy theories, and people are like, "Oh my god, you're so stupid." And I'm like, "Think about it. Like, the planet's been around for a long ass time." I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, but I think we have to be pretty ignorant to think that there aren't other planets that have intelligent life form on it.
Billions and billions of galaxies.
I know.
Billions. You know how many? We haven't even lived. I think when you're 37, you've lived a billion seconds or something like that. So, like, think of how much a billion is. It's a fucking retard.
We might have to do that. I feel like we need to. You can. I've got. We might have to do that. Google. That's something interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pyramids are pretty amazing, Shannon. But you know, I might be wrong. If someone can correct me, so in Egypt there is the Valley of the Queens and also the Valley of the Kings. And I think, if I remember correctly, it's the Valley of the Queens that is further inland. So we drove in a bus, like a heated air conditioned like motor coach, for about, I think it was 4 hours from the coast. And I'm sure it was the Valley of the Queens. I remember getting there and all of these. So basically it's where the queens were basically entombed. So they brought all of the statues and all of the gold and all of these massive structures, somehow managed to get them off their boats, like off the Nile and the water, and into these tombs in the middle of the desert that, like I said, was a good 4 hour air-conditioned coach ride for us as tourists.
Yeah, like, that just doesn't make sense to me. Like, a lot of people died on the way there to, like, carry all that stuff. It just seems...
Well, but how did they do that? Like, I don't know.
How did they carry it all?
Yeah. I have been some pretty cool places. I do feel like that's, like, really cool.
So, not comparing myself to you, but, are there two stick out for me.
Okay, you gotta pick one.
I don't know. I can't decide because they're both pretty amazing.
Just pick one right now and we'll see where this goes.
Okay. Well, I usually like beaches and stuff because I'm a beach bum. But if I had to say, like, oh, what was so cool? Paris.
See, I've never been to Paris.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No, yeah. That's a lie. I got stranded in Paris for a night on the way to Morocco,
but
I don't count that.
Oh.
I couldn't do or see anything.
Oh, my God. It was just like, it was a trip.
Like, okay, wait a minute. Just wait. Sorry, you said you love beaches and then you said Paris.
I know, yeah, because it's so not a beach. It's like city, and I usually don't really like cities, but I guess because comparing Vancouver to Paris is just night and day, and it's just so, so different.
How long ago did you go to Paris?
I went there when I was 19, so like, yeah, 2010 I went there. So I'd love to go again. When I went there, I wasn't like super into it because I was like in a relationship, or thought I was in a relationship, and I just missed my boyfriend and wanted to go home, and I was just with my mom. Like, I was such a spoiled little brat. Like, I don't want to be here. So,
but it's so funny because I remember taking vacations when I was young and with my parents, with my family. It's different.
Yeah.
Why did you say you just went with your mom
and my aunt and uncle?
Oh, well, that's kind of
interesting. Yeah, so we went to Scotland, but then we went to Paris for like 3 or 4 days, meeting my great uncle who lives in Spain, who speaks 5 languages. And so he's like, oh, come to Paris. And we're like, okay. And he paid for everything. And we stayed in this amazing ritzy hotel, like right down in like the main area, which we would never have been able to before.
And you were a stupid like young adult missing your boyfriend back home.
Yeah. Ugh. It just, and like, we're not even together now.
I want to slap you across the face right now. But
I know. So.
Oh, to be young and stupid. Again, what was your favorite thing about Paris?
I think just like seeing the lifestyle of it all, and like the structure and like the fast pace of it. Like it was just
like the people.
Yeah, and like I mean the people were a little bit rude, but like everybody was skinny. Like you didn't see any obese people, and everyone walked everywhere. Like it was
and
so cool.
Okay, but. Isn't it as well? It's funny you say that because don't the Parisians drink a lot of wine, eat a lot of cheese and butter and bread?
Yeah. We had croissants for breakfast every morning. I was like, hell yeah, I love croissants. And like huge sandwiches. We went to go see, oh my God, Versailles, or like the big palace. That
yeah.
Like, yeah. So we went to go see that and then walked around it. But then people were selling these huge baguettes, like a big roll that you would have for like Christmas dinner and cut it up so you could like dip it in whatever, right? Like a huge roll. We bought a sandwich that was that big, basically.
And you ate it yourself.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on here? It was so funny. I'm like, okay. But it, like, they have like no GMO crap over there and everything is way healthier.
And I think you hit the nail on the head. Not only do I know Europeans walk a lot more, but they're on bikes a lot more. They're definitely, I would say, less dependent on vehicles, cars than we are here in North America.
And what was really cool when I was there, I saw like the bike share thing, which was not in Vancouver like back then. I'm like, why doesn't Vancouver have this? This is so cool, like renting the bikes and going around.
They had that?
Yeah, they had that over there in 2010, and I was like, why don't we have that?
We do now, 2017.
Oh, and I went to the McDonald's. It's 2018.
Sorry. Thank you.
I went to the McDonald's.
Brain tumor.
There too.
Sorry.
Brain tumor.
I'm going to milk that brain tumor. Excuse as long as I can.
Do it.
Though granted, sorry, by the time this episode airs, hopefully the brain tumor will be gone. So anyway, damn it. What am I going to use for an excuse? Old age. I'm older than you. Anyway, McDonald's in Paris.
Yeah, in McDonald's I was so blown away by the McDonald's because in Europe, they're just so far advanced compared to like us or Canada. I just feel like Canada's last for everything. But they had the McCafe that we didn't have. I'm like, what is this? And they had so many different drinks. And then they had the computer system already. Like where you could
order yourself and prepay yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. It was just trippy. But now it's normal. But back then it was like, well, before we had it.
Interesting.
Really cool. Yeah.
So it was very
culture shock for
high tech and different culture. Did a lot
and
of
a train.
People.
Oh my gosh, the train. I had to compare like our dinky little SkyTrain one little loop. And then when we went there was layers and layers upon trains, like New York, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was like insane. I've never seen that before. And I was like, what the hell?
No,
is going
and that's
on?
It. When we have one or two lines here. And then you go and see, for me, it was New York, but I know Paris is the same way. It's fucking mind blowing.
Yeah, and it was levels deep. And I'm like, how did they do this back then?
How did they build it?
Yeah.
And then I keep thinking, and I always say to New York, but I Parisians as well, how the fuck do you figure out what train to take to get where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
That is a science all on its
there
own.
There was so many. I was like, holy shit, people will definitely get lost here. And it's all underground. So like ours is above. You can kind of see where we are.
Yeah.
But you don't know. You could be going fucking upside down or left and right. Like you don't know when you're underground.
I know it was a long time ago, but what did you not like with Paris, or what disappointed you, or what were you kind of surprised with, if that makes sense? Because while you're thinking, I'll tell you, I have been disappointed in a lot of my travels. And so we were talking about Egypt earlier.
Yeah.
Two things. One, the picture of the pyramids that you see all the time, they don't actually look like that because they're in the fucking city. They're like in, like we drove into Cairo and I'm like, the pyramids are like right here in this dirty, gross city. And number two, I have a picture of us sitting at fucking Pizza Hut. Outside the Sphinx, like there's like you see these pictures of the Sphinx and the pyramid in the middle of the desert, but I just had to eat at the Boston or the Pizza Hut, because we literally were sitting eating our pepperoni pizza with the fucking Sphinx in the background. I was like, this is fucking stupid. Like, right? It was like nothing that you saw on TV.
Oh,
I mean, we went to the photo.
So it wasn't like the mummy.
No.
Didn't look like the mummy.
Well, you can get at one angle, you can, obviously, but for the most part, like for the tourists and everything, the main, like 80% of it, you had to take a tour bus to go.
So it's like
see.
Really toured. Like, you can't just go walk around on your own and just like go there.
Well,
for
yeah, you can walk around on your own and see the Sphinx and have dinner at Pizza Hut, right?
But you had to be there with the tour.
If you want to like get into the like the angle that you always see on TV, it. So, I mean, I don't know if that was disappointing, but I do remember pulling into Cairo when we got to our hotel, and I'm like, I was like, oh my God, those are the pyramids, like right there in the city. And I just always had this vision of the pyramids in the desert in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, me too. No. Not like that. Oh,
no. So it was just kind of, we saw that angle.
Yeah.
For 25 bucks on a tour bus.
And then you just see the rest.
You know what I mean? So yeah. So what was... like that, anything like that with you with Paris at all?
No, it was super magical. I don't like Paris is actually what everyone says it is. The only thing that I'm disappointed with is I didn't do enough stuff while I was there, because we only had like 3 days, go longer. And we tried to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower, but the Eiffel Tower, the base of it is so freaking huge. And then there's a huge ass lineup in the middle of it, and then it was like 4 hours wait, and I'm like, fuck that, I'm not spending four hours to go to the top of that thing. So we did a walking tour, so we saw most of like the buildings and stuff, but we didn't go in the Louvre, or the Louvre, right?
The Louvre.
Louvre. Yeah, the museum to see Mona Lisa. Like, didn't do a lot of stuff where it's like classic, like Paris, like do that.
So you would go back to Paris?
Yeah, hell yeah, I would do it again.
I feel like we need to, after I'm done with my RVing North America, let's go to Paris.
Okay. Yeah, I need to pick up some French though.
That's okay. Un, deux, trois.
Yeah. Oh, well, hey, you know how I talk about my great uncle who speaks 5 languages?
Yeah.
He actually lives in Spain and he's 84 years old and I want to go visit him.
Oui.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let's go.
We could go.
Okay, well, I'm up for it. Paris is number 3 on my list.
What's number 1 on your list?
Japan. I want to do Japan and
the
Cherry
Blossom
Festival.
Right.
That's number 1. 98% going to be doing that this like March of 2019.
Oh,
so
amazing.
Maybe we can do Paris 2020.
What is number 2?
Number two is Africa, which I technically been to Africa. Like, I've done Egypt and Morocco.
Yeah, but you want
to
do that.
But
like
I
want
to go to the safari. Yeah. So that's number two.
That's
and then,
gooder.
Yeah, Paris, Eiffel Tower, City of Romance, and bread and cheese and wine.
Yes, exactly.
Cool.
See, I was just like too young to friggin'
We'll go again. Okay, cool. Shannon, thanks. That's awesome. And we're going to have to chat about your number two then, because I feel like we didn't even get to it. And not your poop. Sorry.
My dirty little mind.
Hopefully no one remembers the podcast we did about stinky vaginas.
Stop talking about that.
But anyway, thanks, Shannon.
Probably helped. I helped a lot of people with that one. Okay?
You did help a lot of people.
I did. You never know who is going to listen or impact. And
Candida's bad.
I'm still on it, by the way.
Candida is not a good thing
for
your body.
It's May and I'm still doing it.
Anyway, so thanks, Shannon. And
You're welcome.
It for today's episode. As always, live your life fully and with integrity 365 fucking days a year. Bam.
Mic drop.